Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because, let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it. How broken is retail? Not much if you look at TJX. That's TJ Maxx, in case you needed to know. All right, on this episode, this was, I don't know if it's top of mind for me because of the books I'm reading right now, or if there's something else going on, but I finished reading Jack Ma's book, The House That Jack Ma Built. I think that's the name of it. And I finished reading the Starbucks book. Anyway, it's just, I saw this article, and because I've talked so much about how retail is like going through this big, big shift right now, this article jumped out at me because obviously how broken is retail? Not much. If you look at TJX, I just thought I had to see what's going on. I had to see what's going on with this. So the premise of the article and what I think is a cool little soundbite for today is that the people in your business, they really, really matter. TJ Maxx, they give sort of two lessons here. One is organizational structure matters. Totally boring headline, but headline nonetheless. Lesson number two, merchant talent must be valued. Basically, the point is people. You can have the best product or service in the world, and if you don't have the right people delivering it to the marketplace or serving customers, then it just doesn't matter. And when you look at how really successful companies are built, they're not built on the back of one individual. They're built on the shoulders of many individuals led by a really solid leader. But at the end of the day, people really matter. Now, big caveat here. You got to have the right people in your business. I mean, you might really, really like somebody, but if they're doing a crappy job, you got to call it what it is. It's a crappy job and they got to go. But sometimes when you get really good people on your team, you've also got to give them the space to be able to do what it is they need to do. A couple of years ago, I spent some time with a company that ended up hiring a human resource person for their organization to help them build the correct organizational chart and the roles. And they had a couple hundred employees, so it kind of made sense. Didn't really resonate with me a whole lot because HR isn't my strength. My strength is more on the tech and the finance side. But when I saw the difference that this particular individual made to this organization, this entrepreneurial organization that couldn't have possibly ever thought they would have a vice president of human resources, that person, that lady, she worked some major magic in that business. She was able to create cohesiveness on a team. The company thought they had a team until this lady went to work and showed them that they didn't really have the team they thought they had, but she was able to pull it together, create some cohesiveness. And as a result of the work that she did, other people in the organization were able to rise up to the challenge and deliver on their particular skill set. So I know some entrepreneurs just say, look, I hire people and I let them do their thing. And that's cool. You're never going to build a successful business doing that, or arguably you're going to leave a lot of success on the table if you do that. You've got to hire people, you've got to lead them, and you have to let them know where they're going so that they can align their particular skill set with what it is you're looking for as the entrepreneur or business owner running the business. So when I saw this article jump out today, I thought, well, how is it that a retail company can be bucking the trend? And the answer is they're bucking the trend because they've got people. They've got people doing great things, but they've got a really tight management team. In fact, if I read correctly, it says there are 10 C positions, including the CEO, CFO, Chief Merchandising Officer, Chief Legal Officer, Chief Omnichannel and Operations Officer, Chief Stores and Human Resources Officer, Chief Brand Officer, Chief Marketing Officer, Chief Strategic Analytics, Chief Merchandising Planning, a lot of chiefs. But the point is those 10 chiefs provide the foundation for all of the other team members that work over at TJ Maxx. And so when I grabbed this headline, I thought it was just an important reminder. You can have a great product, you can have a great service, you can be trying to increase your profits, you can be attempting to add value to your balance sheet, or increase the value rather of your balance sheet, but at the end of the day, it's people that matter. And even in a difficult industry like retail, TJ Maxx is demonstrating that it's different than what's going on in the marketplace because of its people. So what about you? What are the people in your business doing? Are they playing to their strengths? Are they simply fulfilling a role? Are they doing what you have asked them to do? Are they going the extra mile to do more? If not, how come? So anyway, there's a couple things to think about. So thanks for hanging out today. Thanks for watching. If you're watching, thanks for listening. If this is on the podcast, and we'll catch you on the next episode.